I'm Paul Chesser, Director of the Corporate Integrity Project for National Legal and Policy Center. First, I commend Walmart on at least having an infrastructure on its foundation's website for users to search and find recipients who have received more than $25,000. Having said that, Walmart now has no excuse to not implement our proposal because you have the website infrastructure in place. Now all you have to do is upload donations smaller than the $25,000 threshold that you've set, and also ones older than 2 years old. If, as you state, you're so proud about letting your individual stores make their own donations, why can't I go on Walmart's website and look up who my local store gave to? Now, as for the nature of the company's donations, there's troubling evidence surrounding Walmart management's decision-making and contributions that make our transparency request even more urgent. In October, it was revealed that Walmart had implemented mandatory critical race theory training for its executives, and the program is recommended for hourly employees. The company's admitted that it has run this program since 2018. In the program, employees are told that the United States is a white supremacy system designed by white Europeans, quote, for the purpose of assigning and maintaining white skin access to power and privilege, end quote. It also states that white Americans have been subjected to racist conditioning that indoctrinates them into white supremacy. This is the same garbage that flipped elections in the state of Virginia last year from blue to red. That's the same state that overwhelmingly voted for Barack Obama twice, remember? And it wasn't long ago that my organization, a longtime Walmart shareholder, confronted CEO Doug McMillon about the company's financial support for race demagogue Al Sharpton. Are you still funding Al Sharpton, Mr. McMillon? We haven't forgotten that Walmart co-sponsored his 60th birthday party. Improving Walmart's transparency about charity would clear something like this up. These donations and training programs, as our friends who sponsored proposal number 8 stated, creates a hostile work environment on racial grounds and pits employees of different races against each other. Being married 30 years and raising 4 children, my family shopped at Walmart consistently over that time period. I can't think of a retailer I've patronized that has been more pleasantly and harmoniously diverse than Walmart during that whole time. But now, because of a Marxist backlash led by Black Lives Matter grifters over a couple of wayward police officers, many of our major cities have been destroyed and crime has skyrocketed. Meanwhile, Walmart's solution is to impose a racial spoil system on its employees and through its charity. This isn't leadership and it isn't transparency. It's cowardice. Please vote for proposal number 9.